You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio, we have got two-thirds of Greco Romance. Hello, Damien and Billy. Kia ora.
Morena.
Nice to have you both in here. Yeah, you're back. You're matching, as you always do somehow when you come in tones of grey and yellow today, which is powerful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very strong look.
Yeah.
You've got a brand new single out, which we're going to get straight into, and then we'll have a proper chat. It's called Too Hot to Hunt, and it is the first single from an album. Is that correct?
Yeah. That we have an album's worth of songs.
Sweet.
So yeah.
But we're going to tease it out over the year. We're not just going to give it to you guys. It's going to take a long time, but we'll give you little things along the way because we need to stay relevant.
Yeah, fair enough. Keeping up with the kids and all of that. Right. Let's get into this track.
Oh, it's too hot. Oh, this heat's got me in a prone hole.
Just a skin freak.
Greco Romance with Too Hot to Hunt. The fans are out on the text machine and also in the votes as well. You made it into the top 10 last night.
We sure did.
Thank you.
Feeling
folks.
Good about that?
Yeah.
Awesome. Number one.
Number one.
Are you stoked with that? Yeah.
Months late, but it's all good.
It's all good.
I don't know. I just, I feel like I've missed out January, but it's fine. We'll make up for it.
We're making good ground. I have to say, I was telling you off air that my flatmate asked me the other day, what's that evil song that's on BFM at the moment? And it was this song that they were talking about. It's a good sort of like...
I feel proud to be called evil.
Yeah. I know. It's a pretty good vibe to step into, you know?
Yeah. The evil vibe, I feel, needs some filling out, you know? Like in the kayfabe world of New Zealand music, there needs to be the villain kind of character.
Yeah, it can't just be metal. You know what I mean?
No,
it needs to be expanded into other things.
Especially because when you dive into metal, a lot of them are just big softies as well anyway. So you're just like, oh.
Nerds.
We're nerds. Everyone's just pretending to be
I was going to say,
evil,
not like
it?
Us, of course. That was so cool up here. We've got Greco-Romic in the studio. You guys are busy for the next wee while. You are about to head down to Camp Alohum, which is very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
But a legendary festival, returning for the first time after a decade and possibly for the last time too, so it's definitely one that people have had in their calendars for quite some time.
We're so madly stoked to be playing
it
as well.
It's the teenage dream. I went a couple of times as a youth, yeah, and I'd say it's quite a formative experience.
Totally.
It's gonna be jam-packed. I just kind of feel a little bit overwhelmed actually, but you hold my hand, right?
Yeah.
Take me through it.
We'll be fine.
The joy of camp is that it's a semi-secret lineup, so slowly it's revealed that there are people like yourselves playing, but there's still a lot of mystery around some of the bands who will be down there, and we know that there's some cool bands from overseas who will also be playing as well, which is always a little bit of an Easter egg hunt too.
We can't give you any intel back because
I know nothing,
Wi-Fi or something like that.
No, that's always fun. You just get the little book and you're like, oh my god, okay,
these guys
planning.
Look cool.
Go
totally.
But so they've got ice cubes, I heard today, this morning, lots of ice cubes. That's great.
Keep you cool.
Yeah, I want to be able to drink my grape soda ouzo.
Such a hectic, almost like weird, trashy, like Greek drink you could imagine.
That's a very Greco-Romic drink.
It's the official Greco-Romic drink of 2024.
Yeah. Speaking of official things, good bit of merch you've got going here.
Absolutely do.
Got a hat, got a bucket hat, you got a bum bag with a very corporate, very, very official Piss Baby Global Alliance Greco-Romic Limited.
Yeah, we are a real registered company.
Give it a jingle into the microphone because that's. Yeah, nice.
See that? That logo is an eye, and it's like a piss drop falling in the eye.
Beautiful.
In streams of seismic vibrational
piss.
It's got a bit of a wellness retreat energy to it, but also corporate wellness retreat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And also we were going for trade union.
Oh, yeah.
Because we support piss workers and their right to have access to bathrooms.
Hard out.
Everywhere.
There's a lack of them in this city.
There's a lack of
city.
Public bathrooms.
Lots of cities, in fact. We've travelled the world.
That's actually the genesis of that song.
Bloated Bladders.
Piss Baby. I was wandering around in the... We've probably talked about this on the radio before.
We're always happy to talk about it again. Yeah.
And I was like, there is nowhere for me to piss. I am literally fucking around town full of piss. And I was like, I have to buy a coffee to go and wee. That sucks.
And we were going to Oprah you guys because we came in last night and we were trying to figure out where to hide the merch and it's under your seat.
Yeah. But we couldn't work it out.
We didn't have any tape or anything. Yeah. So
damn. Yeah. Well, we did see it on the desk this morning, which was also nice. Just not, necessarily a surprise. It was a Piss Baby bum bag on the desk.
Taylor.
What a sentence to say. Is that Taylor's one?
He's supposed to take two. He had one across his chest and one round his
waist.
One was for Lewis. Anyway, what?
Anyway, it did this. Yeah.
It's ours now. Too bad, Taylor. So you've been sort of expanding into the merch market. Yeah. Where can people get themselves a bit of Piss Baby merch if they feel they need it?
At our Bandcamp, grecoromank.bandcamp.com.
Nice.
Also in person. So if you're coming to camp, we've got some merch. We've got, as I say, hats, bum bags, T-shirts.
Cool.
Yeah, beautiful T-shirts. We've got vinyl, some limited edition tapes, and some old shirts as well, but still new.
And then Splore next weekend.
Fab.
And then Portnoy's 2 weeks after that.
You are busy. Splore is going to be a great time as well. Touchwood, Rick Breeze has said the weather's going to be really nice.
So really?
We're gonna hope for the best on that one. Last time I went to Splore, it was literally a bucket of mud, but it was a really fun time nonetheless.
No.
So maybe a dry festival would be a nice change.
Yeah, I reckon.
I think either way, it's going to be heaps of fun, though.
Does anyone, like any listeners or you folks, in fact, do you know if there's a kind of gumboot that I should be looking for that's easy to slip out of? Because I've got, I've got like a, you know, I love gumboots. They're necessary festival attire.
Important.
But getting my feet out is a nightmare.
Yeah. Welcome to Nowhere was a mission.
Yeah.
Mud boots.
So if anyone can tell me what I'm looking for, please, please quickly.
Best gumboots, 5395. I have a pair of red bands from Bunnings, not sponsored. Just that's what the ones I have. I don't know if they're necessarily easier or harder to put on and off than other gumboots.
Maybe it's just
the cheaper
size
the gumboot, the easier it is to get on and off, maybe. Right. I don't know.
Mm. I want like a gumboot with like an elastic fringe.
Oh.
That'd be great.
What?
Like a wader almost.
Is that what that is?
Like one you'd take to stop the water getting in the top as well? Because that is always a problem with gumboots.
I'll research this later.
Do some diving.
Yeah.
So Splore and then Port Noise, which is the festival that we're all so envious of up in the North Island. This is Littleton's, you know, jewel in the crown of the cool guy city down there. They've got such a great lineup of local artists and then, of course, a few fantastic international gets like Mickey Blanco.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So excited for that.
Excited to be playing at the Coolies as well.
So yeah.
That'll be first. Long time coming.
Yeah, nice.
We're coming for you, Coolies.
And once you've sort of let the dust settle on some of these festivals, what's the Greco-Romanc plan for 2024?
It's just, it's that we have like, basically a full album's worth of music in demo form. So
nice.
I'm going to record, polish it up, and then just release.
Yeah, we've got lots of collaborations. Yeah. We've got an exciting one with Al Carlson coming up and someone called Tonetta. I don't know if anyone knows Tonetta, but...
That's a bit of an internet deep cut, that one.
Yes,
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, and just... Like some producery types, but there's a lot of music that we're kind of like just like
sitting
just
on,
busting to get out.
Yeah. Excellent.
We're hoping to go to Australia as well. That's the other thing.
Yes.
Heck yeah! Any Aussies out there? 5395. Get these guys cross the ditch. Yeah. Sounds like a plan. Hey, it's so nice to have you both in here. Have a fantastic time at Camp Aloham. People can get the new track in all the usual places. People can get the merch in all the usual places. And go out there and see Greco-Romanc at a festival near you. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Let's have some piss baby to send us off. Ka kite!
Fucking around, taking the purse.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.